It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We know that you love that Yaya song by Beyonce, but I think the other three members of the show gave it a thumbs
down. We don't
down.
All have to agree on the same things all the time.
It's catchy.
That thing was okay. It was Nancy Sinatra's.
Please. It is Nancy
These
Sinatra's.
These boots are made for walking from back in the late 60s.
Wonderfully catchy.
Yeah. Very catchy.
Okay. Yeah.
That's about it.
And there's some country tinge.
Yes.
There's a little bit of flavoring.
Yes.
Americana.
Do you overanalyze everything in
yes,
life?
Yes, he does.
R&B.
Yes, he does.
Country a little bit. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
A country
I like to
tinge.
Understand the world that I live in.
God. You couldn't pay me to live in that world. God love you, Dan.
It's exciting.
No. Danny, you think you're struggling to unload your house?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan's got you beat by 12 years.
Okay.
Oh,
his house
yeah.
has been on the market 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
I would jump off the roof.
It's been on the market in Chicago, Highland Park, Illinois,
yeah.
since 2012. It was originally listed for $29 million,
okay.
56,000 square feet.
Okay, well, that's obscene.
He's dropped it to $15 million.
Oh.
So cut the price basically in half.
Let's go in on it.
And
why would anyone want to live in a 56,000 square foot house? You want to talk about niche market. There is no one that needs a 56,000 square foot house.
How much of that square footage are basketball courts?
Yep,
some,
I bet.
There is some.
He cut the price in half.
But it is very Jordanized. And the listing agent says they are not going to de-Jordanize the home.
No, well,
that's part of the value.
That would be part of the charm.
It's guarded by a custom iron gate that has the number 23 on it.
Okay.
The outdoor putting green sports flags featuring his Nike silhouette.
For that price, I would kind of want at least a par three.
There's a home theater that displays his likeness in lights.
Okay.
Inside the home, the names of his children, Marcus, Jeffrey, and Jasmine, are painted across a full-sized basketball court.
Okay, well, that's going to have to go.
There is a locker room, a trophy room, a cigar-friendly poker parlor with his picture everywhere.
So it's like a temple to himself.
Yes, it is a shrine to
right.
the greatest basketball player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you think that he was slightly full of himself when designing this house?
No, I wouldn't say full of himself, but he created a home that was...
Full of himself.
About him.
About,
literally full
yes,
of himself.
Yes, about him.
He's everywhere.
Look at me.
Jordan has knocked the price down to $14.85 million.
That's a bargain.
There will be no more discounts. He does not want to sell the house for less than what he believes it is worth, even though he originally put it on the market for $29 million. Interested buyers are required to sign a non-disclosure agreement before they even set foot in it.
Why do you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement? They just described every single thing that's inside the house. What are you going to disclose?
Except for that one room.
Oh, that's true.
Except for that little black mold
over
there.
Is there a sex room in the basement? Is that why there's a non-disclosure?
That would
what?
If we knew about it, it would be disclosed.
Got
it. Oh, that escalated.
Don't you guys remember that there was a house like a couple years ago
oh,
on the market
yes.
and it came complete with that room?
That was a local house, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And the listing listed that first. Get your very own dungeon with your brand new $1 million home.
Yes.
You don't want to be surprised. I mean,
no.
Full disclosure.
Equipment included.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
The equipment was included. Now, I'm just
All
saying
right.
it's weird. It's not for me or for most people, but it's... I wouldn't want to be seen... touring a house like that and then buying it because the neighbors now know that you bought that house with that thing in it. And then you feel like when you bring potato salad over.
Oh, I thought we were talking about Michael Jordan's house
again. 4th of July picnic, you got to be like, just full disclosure, we did something else with that room. It's now a...
Game room?
Movie theater. Yeah. I mean, you feel like you would have to...
I wouldn't step foot in that room. Not without a black light.
Well...
Why would you want to... Never mind. I'm not even going to say it.
We'll just leave it at that. I do believe the house sold. There's a market out there for that
it
stuff,
did.
I'm just saying. You just never know what's going on next
over
door.
$1 million.
Except in that house, you do know what's going on next door because it was in the listing.
Well, you know what went on.
My God. Okay. Both of you. Both.
So weird.
Dan, thank you for showing a modicum of decency and not jumping in on this conversation.
You're welcome.
Wow.
You know he's
first
dying.
Time for everything.
Okay. You know he is dying to say something.
Dan, I can see it on your face, man. You just you want to jump in so fast. Well, I wouldn't call it a dungeon.
Actually,
it's not an actual dungeon.
Dungeons have locks.
Yeah. Why are the phones ringing?
I don't know.
Maybe it's the new
listen
owners.
Here, you perverts.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Listen, I had my realtor, I can't believe it's been almost 4 years, come over to my house, and the first thing she said was, the Kiss Cave gots to go.
Yeah. This is why Michael Jordan has not sold his house.
But there's a house here in Kansas City, I think it was in Overland Park, if I'm not mistaken, with a naughty, naughty dungeon, and the realtor didn't say, that's gots to go?
No, they said lead with that. In the listing, we're going to lead with that. Hope it goes on Zillow Gone Wild. We're going to lead with it.
54, that's just mean.
Read the next thing that they wrote. Just think, the house with the sex dungeon sold and Dana's can't.
Burn!
Time to spice
and
up that game
and drop your
room.
Microphone.
Look, there is a fully finished basement to do with what you would choose.
Dana,
should you buy that home?
Dana, from the text line, have you thought about adding a naughty, naughty dungeon to your house?
Maybe now,
it will sell. Yeah.
Can I borrow? Dan.
Whoa!
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 Whoa! Inappropriate.
Your toboggan.
Well, several ways to read that one.
Lord.
Let's reel it back in there, guys. We are
fine. Do I have to keep the lights on?
Beyond the pale.
Hi.
And the water.
Well, yeah, probably.
Why?
I don't know about the water. Well, here's why. I'm being serious. Number one, sometimes people, when they are going through your home, will need to use the restroom.
Oh.
And there was one time.
Oh.
I don't know if I told you guys this story. I was furious. When I was selling my house in Roland Park, and it was 3-bedroom, 1-bath.
One bath.
Mm-hmm. And that you were there. That bathroom was not big. And I even remodeled it, and it kind of got smaller, weirdly. And I remember, you know, when you show your home, you've got to be out of the house.
Yeah.
And I come back to the house.
On the toilet.
And I come, you
don't
know.
Don't mind me.
And, you know, I'm driving around the neighborhood, maybe went to the grocery store or something, maybe went and got something to eat. I'm driving around the neighborhood, and I get a message from my realtor that whoever was there has apparently left. And I'm like, okay, good. Thank you. And she wasn't there, but their realtor was. And so their realtor must have called her, and she called me. I go in there, and they left a little party present for me.
No, yes, they did not.
Yes, they did.
They didn't even flush?
No, they did not. And I was furious. And I called my realtor, a good friend of mine, wonderful woman, and I said, you're not going to believe this. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Did they buy it?
No.
Well, they
no.
told you what they thought
Sam,
about the house.
They didn't buy the house.
Are you sure that they didn't try to flush? Maybe it was your pipes.
No. Okay. All right.
I didn't even think about the toilet usage.
And then the reason you need to keep the electricity on is, what if they go down into the basement? They're going to want to look around.
Okay.
Or turn on any lights.
And you only have is it called an egress window or whatever it is?
Yes, we have an egress.
Yeah. And so if it's
a fully functional fifth bedroom in the basement.
Yeah. But
with an egress.
The bathroom
egress.
Down there doesn't have a window.
Correct.
In fact, no bathroom in your house, I believe, has a window. So when they go into the bathroom, they would want to turn on the lights.
Got it.
Maybe test the water pressure.
Good talk.
Maybe you leave a present in the toilet.
How long?
Pick the tires.
I couldn't believe that.
How long? I'm being honest here.
Before you panic?
Would someone's house theoretically be on the market before you start looking at alternative options?
Like setting it on fire?
No.
Are you recording?
Arson is a felony.
Yes, it is.
And I don't want anything to do with that.
You looked at me and go, until you start thinking about other options. How am I supposed to read that?
No, we did have, I had a request.
Like run a car into it?
For an athlete to rent the home. You know, just there are other options. They're not my favorite options.
You could Airbnb it.
Oh, yeah, that's going to
go like real well.
You could executive family it.
Yes, there is the option to executive family it.
What does that mean?
You
that would be a high value renter.
It's a high value, HVRC or something. I don't know.
Top company exec moves.
I don't know.
To town,
I didn't think we'd be having this conversation 55 days later.
It's a gorgeous house.
Oh yeah.
Only 55?
No, it's been less than that. It's been new like paint. 45.
All new paint, Dan. All new floors. Scrape ceilings.
Interesting
view of a golf course.
Beautiful view.
A view of it.
Oh, you can see the golf course?
Mm-hmm. Just I believe it's hole nine.
Right there.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The fairway.
Correct.
It's the flag.
No, yeah, it's the green.
How long for real? Let's just call it right now because you are going to start seeing me break down in real time.
36 months.
No, my God, it's not a car loan.
How soon before you go into full-blown panic mode?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
When did it go on the market?
About 45 days.
Clinton was in office?
No.
Middle of the summer?
Yeah, the worst time. Didn't know that.
Till spring. Give it till spring.
What spring?
Oh, my God, Dan.
Spring of next year.
God, Dan!
Stop talking.
What?
I need you to stop talking now.
I had a house. We put it on the market in the summer.
Okay.
Didn't do well.
Okay.
This was right in the middle of the hot stuff. And for some reason, it just didn't sell going into the fall. And so we pulled it off.
Right.
And then we put it back on in the spring. And boom.
Right.
So spring of 2035.
But that's just my
floating
experience.
Multiple properties
well,
until the spring.
If this makes you feel better, somebody writes in, I remember as a realtor, when 55 days was nothing. He or she says, you've barely listed this house.
Okay. That's good talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for the right type of buyer.
Everyone says that. What does that mean, Dan?
Well, it's somebody who wants to.
I'm assuming this is for adults. Anyway, they're out with the most popular Halloween costumes this year for the 2024 Halloween season.
I'm sorry. There's only one answer, and it's Ray Gun.
Ray Gun did make the list. Mm-hmm. So did Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys cheerleaders.
But if you dress as Ray Gun, you have to do whatever it was that she was doing, because that wasn't breaking at every house before you can get candy.
No, this might be for kids. Okay. Inside Out 2 is listed.
Dressing is one of the emotions?
Yeah.
Terrifier is... I don't even know what Terrifier is.
The new emotion in Inside Out is the lethargic, annoyed, bored teenager, and it is hilarious.
Yeah, it says here, with the enduring popularity of the original Inside Out, amplified by a new release, there should be plenty of joys, sadnesses, fears, disgusts, angers, anxieties, and embarrassments. How do you dress up as an embarrassment? Oh, I'm dressed like you, Scott.
Serbian mafia
didn't
look.
Didn't even have to make the joke.
Well, as soon as I was saying that sentence, I already knew.
What else is
was.
On the list?
Wicked Witches, Deadpool, Wolverine, Descendants.
I'm just not a big Halloween dresser-upper kind of gal. I can't remember the last time I dressed up, honestly.
Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, like I mentioned.
Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Of course.
Yep. Taylor and Travis. Let me see what they say here. Another year, another set of Taylor Swift looks to emulate. While Swift has plenty of iconic looks to pick from.
Fortnite.
The pink, blue, and purple Midnight's bodysuit.
Yeah.
Is a clear winner when it comes to both fun and recognition. Of course, couples will not want to leave out her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, who is an easy enough addition with a simple red and gold Kansas City Chiefs jersey sporting number 87.
Oh, lame. going to wear one of his spunky outfits.
Like what he wore to the U.S. Open the other
day. Well, I mean, you're going to have to take out a second mortgage to get that hat.
Did you hear area veterinarians are issuing a warning for pet owners here in town after a deadly disease has been confirmed in two dogs brought in for help? And the Pet Resource Center, Kansas City, has confirmed this. Two cases of something called leptospirosis, better known as Lepto. Mm-hmm. Both dogs, including a 10-month-old puppy, had to be euthanized after contracting the disease. Lepto is a zoonotic disease, meaning it can be passed in bacteria from animals to humans.
Oh.
And can be spread through the urine of infected animals, contaminated water, soil, and even food sources. It causes kidney and liver failure. The recent cases are a stark reminder of the importance of vaccination. Leptospirosis is now a core vaccine. It is crucial that pet owners not only vaccinate their pets, but also ensure they receive the necessary booster to maintain effective.
I've never even heard of it.
I have not.
And I had a dog.
Efficacy.
Huh. Okay. Big Lots has filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, I always liked me some Big Lots.
Big Lots, the beleaguered discount retailer that previously warned it had substantial doubt about its survival, has filed for bankruptcy. As part of its Chapter 11 filing, the retailer announced that the private equity firm Nexus Capital is acquiring substantially all of Big Lots stores and business operations. I don't think I've ever been in a Big Lot in my life.
Oh, my gosh. It's like candles and pillows and like overstock crap for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, but it's always like really good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I was in there, it was never the junk item. It was the top of the line item that you could buy for, as Dana said, pennies on the dollar. I'm not surprised they're struggling.
There's some here in town, aren't there?
Yeah.
I think I've seen their signs around town. It says here Big Lots is in the process of closing roughly 300 of its 1,400 stores across the United States.
Victims of their own success.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's like endless shrimp.
I know. All you can eat. Morons. And Aldi, speaking of businesses, Aldi is construction just started on their newest Overland Park location, 120th and Metcalf.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's going to be simmer down in there. It's not Chick-fil-A, bro.
Yeah, but I shop at Aldi and I go to the gym right there, and now I can do them.
Good for you.
Trip.
Opening by the end of the year, the discount grocery store filed an application to move into the former Bye Bye Baby spot in March.
Okay.
Plans were approved in May. The new Aldi will be right across the street from a Whole Foods, which is kind of the exact opposite of Aldi.
Yeah.
You go to Aldi to save money. You go to Whole Foods to spend all your money. Aldi has a few other locations in the metro, including one on 95th Street.
Sam, how often do you go to the gym?
Every day, if not twice a day.
Twice a day?
You go twice a day?
I'm only going once today, but yesterday I went twice.
Why?
Depends on what my workout schedule is.
Oh, you had skipped leg day and you went back in to get your legs.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to fall out of your chair. I went to a gym last night for the first time in 46,000 years.
What did you do there?
I walked a half a mile and I felt like Rocky Balboa. I was like, get out of my way. I am like.
You walked half a mile?
Yeah.
So you were there for.
Less than 3,000 feet.
8 minutes?
No, I have little legs. It takes me a long time.
What speed was the treadmill on?
I wasn't on
it
a
was
treadmill.
On a track.
I was on a track.
Oh.
Here's the deal.
Did you have an elevated heart rate?
Dana in a gym is like a man in a Victoria's Secret store. I look lost. I looked alone. I don't belong there.
That's
I don't know what's happening.
That's not what I look like in a Victoria's Secret store. I do not look there lost.
There was a machine, and I thought you put your arms in it, and it was your legs. I mean, it's just not a place for me. I don't belong there. I know I don't belong there.
It's a lot of fun.
No,
I've
never actually gotten out of there and thought that was fun. And then I left and I played pickleball. That was fun.
I'm going Thursday morning for an 8:15 class, if you would like. I'm allowed to bring a guest.
No, I'm good.
Daily workouts lower your risk of death by some arbitrary percentage that I don't know right now.
I played pickleball. I walked a half a mile.
Dana, walking to your car in this building is basically walking half a mile.
No, this took a while. Maybe it was more than that. I think it was a half mile. Anyway, I went. I thought you'd be proud of me.
How long did you walk? Do you remember roughly the amount of time?
10 minutes, 15. I don't know.
I am very proud of you. I'm not
in and out of the gym.
No,
I did some
you.
Stretches, and then I was like, get me out of here. I don't know what the rest of these things do. It looks like a torture device from the 1800s. I didn't even put my right body part in it. I'm like, I don't belong here.
So did you put your arms in where the legs?
Yeah. I think it was a bike, but I put my arms in it. I don't know.
Oh, they have the hand bikes. It's for people who are physically impaired.
Oh, my God.
What? Hang on. We'll be right back. I'm not going to linger on it, but I've got to address what you said right before we went to break.
Well, and I have been
scouring the internet, haven't you, for proof that you were right, and you're not.
Well, it's not for the physically impaired. It's just a different kind of cardio workout, and I've never seen someone
who wasn't physically impaired
use the machine. So I apologize. I made an assumption, and I was wrong.
Thank you, Sam.
But there are hand bikes that exist.
Thank you.
Yes, you can buy them online.
Yes.
It is literally a bicycle, but instead of down by your feet.
Got it.
Your feet, it's...
Yep, got it.
It's got a chest mount.
Can I have your shovel, please?
Chest on it, and you pedal away.
Okay. I'm just going to touch on this real quick, because I don't think we've mentioned it much, but, you know, an NHL player and his brother were sadly... Both of them were killed when they were hit by a drunk driver. They were riding their bicycles.
Awful.
Yes, and yesterday, they had a memorial service for Johnny and Matthew Goudreau. And this was in Pennsylvania. And if I'm not mistaken, I know that the wife of Johnny Goudreau, he's the NHL player.
Is expecting, correct?
Announced yesterday that she is expecting their third child. And if I'm not mistaken, I'll have to read through this a little bit more. Both of the brothers have wives that are expecting. And both were killed.
It's so awful and so sad. And so avoidable and all the things. It is heartbreaking. I don't, there's a reason we haven't talked about that on the program. We are all anti-death by drunk driver and their brothers, and I think a child witnessed it. And then the idiot who did it, did you see, this made me mad, was in court and the judge was like, you're not leaving over the weekend. You're like, you're stuck here, buddy.
It was Labor Day
Two
weekend,
people are dead over Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And the alleged drunk driver who killed both of these husbands and fathers, brothers, rolled his eyes and was like, what? Like, what do you mean I can't get out of, like, what's the word I'm looking for, Sam? He like heavy sighed and rolled his eyes at the judge like.
Yeah, he gave like, a.
Dismissive.
Incredulous that he was. What, do you have boating plans this weekend?
Right. And yes, it's true. Both widows are expecting.
Terrible.
The Goudreau, who's not in the NHL, his name is Matthew, and his wife Madeline is expecting their first child, and Johnny Goudreau's wife, Meredith, she is expecting their third child. She said at the memorial service yesterday that she feels, she quote, "How lucky am I to be the mother of John's three babies? Our last one being a blessing and so special, despite these circumstances."
It was also the night before the sister's wedding.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Can it get worse?
No.
Oh, and the brother is a minor league player.
Okay. Night owls, Dana, are more prone to type 2 diabetes. People who like to, this is from U.S. News and World Report, people who like to stay up late are nearly 50% more likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who go to bed earlier.
I'm glad you're sitting down. I was in bed at 9:30 last night.
What is going on?
I don't even know who I am.
You exercised? You
walked
more than half a mile.
Yes.
I'm confident.
I've been getting up a little bit earlier. And
you
because
went to bed
that,
at 9:30?
Because of that, you get tired earlier. Fun fact.
Wait, what?
Right?
Hold on.
Yeah. It's true.
What do you want her to hold on about? You have something to say?
That was
perfect. An increased risk of type 2 diabetes among night owls remained even after researchers accounted for other unhealthy lifestyle factors like poor diet, lack of exercise. Did you just yawn?
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I just told Scott during the break, can I go?
I wonder, does that have more to do with
talking about being tired makes me tired?
No, the lifestyle of a night owl
They discounted all of that stuff and said, they took into account eating more, drinking, smoking.
Because you're more likely to eat junk food snacks in the middle of the night. Right. You're more likely to have a sedentary lifestyle in the middle of the night.
Right. They took all that out and found that it was largely the staying up later and not going to bed earlier that for whatever reason, do I look like a doctor?
No.
I got to catch those Z's.
No.
I didn't think so. Speaking of healthcare in the United States has a bad reputation for being obsessed with junk food, but it is hard to argue that claim when fast food restaurants are literally everywhere, including American hospitals.
Yep.
Nearly 70% of U.S. hospitals affiliated with a medical school have at least one fast food restaurant inside their facilities. According to researchers, the findings update a 2006 study that initially reported that only 63% of hospitals affiliated with medical schools had fast food eateries on the premises. The five most common fast food restaurants, care to guess?
Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
Subway.
Yes. I've never McDonald's. Heard of Au Bon Pain.
Au Bon Pain.
Au Bon Pain. Au Bon Pain.
This good bread, I think. Au Bon Pain.
Starbucks and McDonald's. Did you say McDonald's, Sammy?
I did.
Yeah.
But Starbucks, I don't really count Starbucks as fast food. I'm sorry. You can get egg bites and a coffee, and I don't consider that fast food.
Okay, au bon pain is just Panera bread.
Oh. Well, that's kind of...
It's very confusing.
Mildly
They're
healthy.
Owned by Panera.
All right.
What's wrong with there being fast food?
Because it's almost like, okay, but... How many years ago was it you said you can no longer smoke on hospital grounds even if you work there?
Oh, that was probably 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
That trend
started. Like, look, we're trying to like put on a healthy front here. Like, let's go into the cardiology wing, but then on the way, if you want a Chick-fil-A fried, it's optics.
Circle of life.
Okay, I love the story from the New York Post. Have you ever left anything at a hotel? And if so, what is the most expensive thing you have left behind? Listen to this.
I don't think I have.
You had better double check all the closets. Hotel guests have left some wacky stuff behind after checkout. Everything from dirty laundry, a pet lizard, a $10,000 Hermes Birkin bag, and a $6 million Rolex, according to a new report. The most common forgotten items are blank. I'm going to let you guess, and it's so obvious. The most common item you leave behind in a hotel room is blank.
Sunglasses or a watch.
Nope. Think. You go to bed at night.
Underwear.
No.
You go to bed at night. Pajamas?
Your phone charger.
Oh, okay.
There's massive buckets of those things. You know why?
Because you have to plug it in a lot of times behind the lamp, behind the end table.
Yeah, but it's still sticking out on the nightstand.
Nah. Anyway, mobile phone chargers by far and electric adapters remain the most common forgotten items found in hotel rooms worldwide. However, some items in lost and found bins can raise some eyebrows, according to a new report published by Hotels.com.
Like what?
Well, the lizard is one of them.
Excuse me? A lizard?
Yeah.
Or is that a device?
No, like a lizard.
Like a gecko.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. A car tire, construction pipes, a tooth, and a pet chicken. One hotel found a pair of full leg casts, another a rice cooker, and yet another a blender.
Okay.
10% of hotels report that guests at one point or another have left their dentures behind.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
Something tells me that some of these items aren't the product of a one-night stay.
Can they keep your items if you leave it behind? Who is it? Finders keepers?
I'm keeping their robe.
No, I tried.
Unless you call and demand it back.
When you check out, are you absolving yourself of ownership of your property in a hotel room?
I think you can make the argument. Yes.
Yeah. Now, you don't own the space.
I have left a phone cord, and I have called and asked if I could get it back, and they gave me the bucket and said, "If you can find yours, have at it." And there were like 1,000 in there.
Then just grab one.
I did.
Okay.
Said, this one's mine. Thanks. Have a good one.
Did anybody ever claim that money at the hotel in the Northland from years ago?
Yeah. Remember they said the father and the son, no. The father and the son were going to have to wait to, you know, be the rightful
finders. Certain number of days or months or whatever.
They ended up saying it would be returned to the father and son, but I would not want my name published if I found $10,000 in cash in a drawer in a hotel room.
Gangster McGangster didn't come back and claim it?
No.
Okay. I mean, he got whacked. 913-586-7798.
Not funny.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Hey, don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. Every hour is recorded and put up on podcast immediately after it ends. You can get the podcast at KMBZ.com. Quick programming note, the two major presidential candidates are debating tonight, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. That will occur at 8 o'clock. We will carry that live here on KMBZ, and you have some info about Salvador Perez.
Yes, because the Royals play tonight, and that's what I will be watching. They are reminding everyone to vote for Salvi for the Roger Clemente Award because of all of the good he does in the community. And if you go on all the social media platforms, there's a link to vote.
Okay. Starbucks, this is from CNN, has been on the decline of late with shrinking sales as it moved from a traditional sit-down coffee shop into one where people place orders on their phones and grab a drink from the counter. Its new CEO has a plan to fix it all, and it starts with comfortable chairs.
Oh!
Brian Nickel, on his second day as Starbucks chief, said in a letter to employees and customers that he wants to return Starbucks to its roots as a community coffee house with comfortable seats, a better design, and a clear distinction between to-go and for-here.
Is there anything worse than the hard plastic-backed seat with the metal feet? The answer is no.
No.
Did he make that statement from his home office, from his jet, or from the office?
Well, the seats on the private jet, I've been told, are very comfortable,
very comfortable.
Number one, Sam. Number two, there is one restaurant that serves burgers that I will not name. And the burgers are great, but I've only been there one time, and I said, I will never go back because they had metal-legged chairs on hard concrete, stained concrete floors, and every single time anyone moved, it went, rah,
what is
rah,
that? What?
Rah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. The most awful, like nails on a chalkboard sound you can imagine.
Does it rhyme with in and out or what?
I'm trying to remember which one it was. They did have a location in, I think it was Park Place, and then it moved. But it's a great burger place. And I went in and then got out of there, and I'm like, I have a headache.
I think
it was a chain.
Oh.
I mean, that noise, Scott, there is something about the metal.
Is it named after the color of its front door?
On concrete. Red Door? No, I love Red Door.
Oh, don't you dare say anything negative about Red Door Grill.
I eat there like 5 times a week.
That's a fact.
I really do, Sam.
I was just wondering, because they do have concrete floors.
No, I'm part of their rewards program. I was there last night. I'm telling you, they have the best wings in the city.
What?
Yes, I signed up. I am the chief reward.
But Red Door, I've never been to the Red Door Grill. I've heard wonderful things.
Their wings are so good.
A certain somebody used to go there a lot, and I don't want to bump into her.
Well, I had one location in Leawood, and then I moved, and I have a new location in my new space. So I go there all the time.
So it's not fast food, though, right?
No.
It's sit down, kind of like a step above Applebee's.
I mean, way above steps above Applebee's.
Listen, I'm dumb. I've never been.
Half price wine night on Sundays, and
let me just tell you right now,
they have my favorite red.
Don't forget
they
Burger
have
Mondays.
My favorite red.
Burger Mondays.
Oh yeah, Scott. I'm telling you, once you discover it, you will. I'm there free. I went there alone about a week ago.
I know, and you met some person that
met a woman that I loved, and we sat and we talked all night.
Because you had
friends.
Forgotten your phone, you would have never talked to her if you had remembered your
I
phone.
I was there last night. I think I'm going back tonight. It's just easy to pop in. They have my Mayomi.
Who's Mayomi?
My wine. Oh. My favorite wine.
Okay.
Are you going to start paying rent there? Or?
No, Sam, I would like to not add a fifth commitment in my life when it comes to housing.
Why? At the very end of the show, you drop that one?
Yeah.
Why?
It was planned.
We got to run.
First degree. Premeditated.
I'm telling you, man, you've been on fire today. You have been on fire today.
Yep, fire.
like what she's going to set her house on.
Not committing arson.
If that house burns down, you are
I made a joke in front of the prosecutor
and
the
only
other day.
Suspect. No. I'm telling you right now. All right, we got to run. The debate coming up in 2 hours. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. We'll see you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.